in any other circumstances would be a great result. But our predicament, and we're playing catch-up, we need wins. And we need to get a run of wins. We need to go on a ridiculous run of wins. So it's a tough one. It's what do? The lads can't give us any more. We'll keep fighting. We're in a predicament where we're putting boys on the pitch. It's our first time in first team football. There was five out there today that's in the last few weeks have experienced first team football for the first time. Dom Telford, Henry Cameron, Niall Mayer, Joe Rothwell. I'm missing another one. Dave Ferguson. So with that coupled, you know, with the injury predicament and the illness situation we've got, we lose Stephen Davis an hour and a half before kick-off to the bug that's ripping through the club. Young Bright Samuel, who's just turned 17, plays 90 minutes for the youth team today, and he's on the bench for us. So that shows you where we're at. But as I said, since I've been here, I'm not frightened to give the youngsters an opportunity. The boys have shown me that they can play, so they will be given that chance. And what I like about them, they're showing tremendous temperament in difficult circumstances.
Is that what pleased you most today, Lee, the temperament that's been shown, the grit and desire of the players?
The fighting spirit of the players, once again, the never give in attitude, especially after Watford and Norwich. We didn't respond to setbacks there. We did today. You know, we stayed in the game, which is always crucial away from home. While it's only 1-0, you've always got a chance, which we showed from a set play. We could have nicked the second just before half time. But I can't fault my players. They're giving me everything, you know. And you look at what we've got in terms of the players that we're using, youngsters with inexperience, but loads of heart and energy and hunger. And, you know, the teams are coming up. You look at the players, the teams we play against bring off the bench to try and change the games. And, you know, that is the biggest plus for me. My lads aren't being overawed by it, the youngsters. The experienced players are dragging them along and giving them great examples and know-how. So between the two, I'm delighted.
Looking at the Blackburn goal today, Lee, was that a bit of inexperience from Henry Cameron to give that ball away that ultimately led to it?
Yeah, well, listen, he's come off and he's apologising to me, saying he hasn't played very well. And I've had to remind him he's 17. And he's been terrific for us. He's been a shining light. And, you know, we're playing against a good Blackburn Rovers team who this time last week, were beating a really good Premier League team. And Henry's a talented young man. And he's had a season beyond his wildest dreams. If you had asked him at the start for him to have this many games and starts under his belt, he wouldn't have believed you. So these lads have just got to take it in their stride and realise what they're doing. And we're so proud of them and really pleased with them. As you said, on another given day, Henry pulls the ball down and starts running at the fullback. But we've got to realise what they're about, you know. They're 17, they're young kids.
You had your best spell of the game, I thought, Lee, just after you'd equalised, that little period before half-time. Was that perhaps the bit that you look back on the game and think, well, if that free kick goes in rather than hitting the post, you could have perhaps hung on in the second half and stolen a win?
Yeah, possibly. But we didn't come yet to draw. I set up 4-4-2, gone with two strikers. I've tried to take the game to them. And we've got to keep doing that. This is where it's going to be. Hey, listen, we're going to leave ourselves open. But as I said, we need wins. We need to get lots of wins, and we need to try and do things the right way we can.
Were you pleased with the second half rear guard? Because it was, for much of the time, Blackburn in possession and enjoy most of the territory, wasn't it?
I was pleased because of the previous two away games and the way that we buckled under the pressure. I thought we've handled a lot of good things today. You look at the attacking options they've got today, unbelievable. You know, no one needs to tell me about Rhodes, Guested's been the subject of £6-7 million bids in the summer. King comes off the back of a hat-trick. Conway's a terrific player. Kearney's, you know, one of the best ball-playing midfield players in the division. So, my lads to a man have given us everything today, and I can't ask any more. We've got to win. We need to win, but they can't do anything different than what they're doing. They're giving us absolute everything.
What's the news on Niall Mayer's injury? Because obviously having had that hamstring problem in midweek, some were surprised to see him start today, but was that a recurrence of that or a new problem?
The hamstring problem was more of a tightness back, you know, a bit of stiffness in his back, and we got that seen too, which caused from his pelvis. So that was the issue. Was solved quickly, trained well Friday. listen, they're coming into first team football from under 21 football. It's completely different, the tempo of the game, the movements you've got to do. It's non-stop, especially in the Championship, and he's felt his groin a little bit. We're hoping it's not too serious, because, you know, we're going to be going to Brentford at this moment in time, and we'll be struggling to fill a bench, to be honest with you. But listen, not going to use it as an excuse. Whatever we do, I know the lads are fighting and giving us everything they've got.
12 points the gap now, Lee, to the relegation trapdoor. Does that change anything in how you think, how you work as a squad, or is it just a question of doing what you can and seeing what happens?
We've gone with it. We're sure to do. We've come here with a setup to win the game. You know, we're missing one of our most influential players in Orlandi, who's been terrific since I've been here, a maestro on the ball. And so, you know, what we've got is what we've got. So we've just got to bear with it and keep fighting and keep encouraging the players to keep giving us what they've got.